autumn campaign to it was an action-packed episode last time.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm still recovering.
You did this to yourself, Tyler.
I know. But I'm here, I'm happy, I'm smiling, and we're happy that you're here to join us. Before tonight's episode, as always, we have some announcements. All of them are Hayden's now, every single one.
Wow.
So.
This is in retaliation. All right, I'm going to start with the classics, our musical partners, the ones that you hear right now and at all times. We've got Beyond Skyrim, we've got, Scanlan Short. I'm doing it, I got it. Got Scanlan Short Hall Music. We've got Celestial Aeon Project out here bumping the jams for us every single week. Yeah. And in the background, when you hear some barmen clinking their glasses together or some ruffian screeching and charging, that is from our pals at Sirenscape. Use the sliders, you can scale up intensity and all that jazz. It's pretty cool. Good stuff, good times, all those guys. We also have our friends over at Eldritch Foundry, custom minis, and all sorts of ways that you can kind of orient the body and hands and faces. It's all very impressive stuff. And you can get your STL files 3D print straight from there at a reasonable price, maybe even more reasonable by our discount code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout. And the other one that we remember is called World Anvil. And Tyler, a friend of mine, used our link to purchase a World Anvil.
Really?
What is that link, Hayden?
That's fun. I didn't know that.
That link that you can use for World Anvil is worldanvil.pxf.io/rollslayers.
Hey. Here we go.
Use that link to get yourself a World Anvil. You know, Tyler used it to build basically the entire everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're planning to write a novel, if you're building your own world for D&D, if you're just trying to keep track of an existing module that you purchased down at your local game store, head on into World Anvil and use it to do all that stuff. And finally, we have our social channels. They're all of our favorite things to talk about and enjoy. We're on Facebook, Twitter, I think, probably still.
We are on Twitter.
We're on Instagram. Yes. Tyler loves to post photos of all of his hard work, all of the minis and terrain that he puts together. It's all incredibly impressive. Can't miss out on that stuff.
Additionally, we might start showcasing dice soon.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Oh, there'll be dice posted dice soon. Showcase. That's so exciting. We've got some real deal goblins at the table for that sort of thing. So there'll be some very impressive sets published soon.
I don't have
and
dice.
We're on
are you
YouTube if you're just trying to watch the videos and check that out and do that. Finally, we're on Discord. There's a link in our Instagram bio. There is a link on our website, rollslayers.com. Head on over there and stop working at your job.
That's not what I do, ever.
No more.
None of us.
None of us do. No. Join us on Discord as we bring society to a screeching halt.
Yay! Amen. Thank you, Hayden. That was succinct and we didn't laugh, which is great, because every time Jeremy read something, we could not keep it together.
Too special. Do we not have Patreon anymore?
Oh, yeah, we do have a Patreon.
Oh, God dang it. Yes, we do. Patreon.com/rollslayers?
Yeah, I think so.
We got some like one shots. We've got some deep dive conversations that we probably need to record some more of.
Yeah, we do.
And yeah, I mean that's some pretty cool bonus content over there. Sorry, I had to get the word content out. It's kind of all too spread out to call it any one thing, so it gets that horrible umbrella term that I don't enjoy.
Love content.
Come enjoy our content.
We made it for you.
Are you content with our content?
All right, we want to get into episode two.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
Hey, baby.
So, last we left off, disparate adventurers and travelers gathered near and far, from near and far, to attend a funeral in this city, Esalun, one of the three elven cities of the Shilkambaris. The damp, dreary atmosphere quickly turned to blood and gore as the funeral was attacked by eyeless half-orcs cloaked. The ensuing battle freed our adventurers, bringing some of them to the brink of death's door. But they prevailed and were thanked by the Celadon Guard, the guardsmen of Esalun. They inquired where they might find them later, for they are certain that the Gale Warden would like to speak with them. They made their way to the Silver Goat, a large establishment within Satyr's Court, ran by a portly half-elf gentleman. Preparing some venison, as well as stew for the party, as well as some dwarven spirits, we find them gathered around a small table, talking amongst themselves.
We did not get portly half-elf gentleman's name.
No, you did not.
Mm. Not yet.
Already known it?
Yeah, you would. His name is Zilrin.
Zilrin.
I think that Breg has probably shoveled down two soups, two chops, two brews.
Through his helmet visor? Just like the holes?
I think it kind of shoves it up underneath there.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's still on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You haven't gotten a face description.
All right. Can we see his eyes in there? Does he have eyes? Is he an eyeless?
Make a perception check.
I intentionally, well, yeah, make a perception check.
How shiny is the helmet?
It's like the armor. It's not like new, but it's been well taken care of. It doesn't have quite the nice patina.
I was trying to determine like how.
And I'm actually going to say disadvantage for this, not because you have bad eyesight.
I set the DC.
Other
right?
reasons. No, I'm going to set this. 8?
Yeah.
Murky. Can't see anything.
Okay. He doesn't have eyes in there.
Basically.
Look, I'm just trying to enjoy my soup. I don't need you staring at me like this, necessarily. Can I answer any questions for you? Would that be more straightforward?
I'm sorry, I never have seen someone leave their helmet on to eat. I just was trying to understand, you know, what you might look like under there with your face, but there is no face. I am sorry, I'm not intending to be rude. I am just very curious about why you have this bucket on your head at all times and how you are able. I mean, I have eaten as many steaks as you, but I don't know how you are getting in. The logistics of this are very confusing.
Mert's gonna stand up and like tap on the helmet where the mouth should be. trying to understand how like anything gets in there.
Well, I understand that this might be pretty strange for all of you.
Yes,
it is. Are you deformed under there?
Well, that's a pretty rude question.
Maybe he's
in this
just
part
very
of the world.
Ugly.
Oh, are you very ugly?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
It's pretty ugly up under there, and
that's,
you know,
reasonable.
Frankly, when you look like me, you try not to draw more attention than you already do, so.
Are you saying that like jokingly, like, oh yeah, that's it? Or was that like a genuine, like.
I guess make an insight
check.
Yeah,
like, do you need to roll something?
Well,
we get to kick in our new rule, so I get to make an insight check for you.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh. Wait. What? Wait. I thought he was doing them.
Well, he would,
that's
but
a,
I had set the DC on
yeah,
this one.
It's
oh.
player. So. Mm.
Do we want to explain this rule to everyone real quick?
Yes, well, we have
so
to.
So we're doing hidden rules for insight checks. So the person inciting will not necessarily know the rule.
Well, because Hayden said that as kind of like, Yes, that's it. And I wasn't sure if that was coming across.
Well, we'll find out how Hayden actually said it. What's your what's the bonus to your insight roll?
Plus five.
Huh? All right.
Okay. This is the wrong
thing. I am very wise. The insight roll.
I have zero of that.
You can tell. In saying that, it looked like the sort of thing that crossed his mind as you said it.
Okay. It's like, I can't imagine speaking with someone with no, like, facial...
Right, yeah. So, in his voice, he would say you could detect what sure. you would believe to be...
What just happened to Hayden?
Pretty decent degree of certainty that... This is a thought that crossed his mind roughly sure. at the same period of time. So, there you go. Happy birthday.
That's it.
Well, perhaps.
Oh, good soup, though, huh?
Perhaps.
Good venison.
Well, I think he said it was venison soup, but perhaps before we go judging each other's visages, a couple of names might do well. I'm Visa. For those of you that I haven't met yet.
I do the little prayer bow.
Could you like write your name or something?
I motion for like something to write with.
Do you have something?
Yeah, I would get out a journal and like look at him. And I would like go to the back and like take a page from the back and like rip out like a little section of the paper, like a little tiny piece of the paper, and then like kind of give it to him, I guess.
Cool.
And like give you like a regular looking pen.
In just the worst handwriting that you can imagine, like all basically capital common letters, you'd see the M, like a backwards E, R, T.
Mert.
Mert.
Well.
That was easy.
Okay. Great. Name is Mert.
Imagine him writing like this.
it's just like...
No pencil over here. Well, it is nice to meet you, Mert. I will say I admire your bravery as you ran straight to that really evil guy by yourself, and you are so small to take him on alone, and that, you know, you did, I think, maybe you got knocked out, but that was a very brave.
He just does a gesture that's like, it was nothing.
Visa, it is very nice to meet you. My name is Zek. This is my sister, Zai. We do have longer names, but your mouths cannot pronounce them.
It is too hard for your mouth.
Yes.
It is okay.
Yes. We met Ori here on the road to Esalun. So she is a new friend to us. She makes many shiny things. And
many shiny things.
They are very beautiful.
They are very beautiful and shiny. And
you can kind of see Mert's eyes like squint and
shiny.
My name is Brig. Brig Strongarm. It's actually really coming together for me because I've seen this little fella wandering around the pub for a few days now, and I just thought he was shy. So. Good to attach a name to the face.
We'll do another prayer bow.
Well, what brings you all to Esalun? These we happen to all be here at this time of this apparently unforeseen attack. It seems like the merging of our paths is very, you know, it has a purpose.
Fortuitous.
Indeed.
I'll say, I was lucky you're here. I was just in town after completing an escort for a trade vessel.
Oh, you are like a boatman?
Well, I normally work on sea routes, coastal trade and all that occasionally. I'll help guide a caravan to a city inland. Esalun's one of them. So just a recent shipment brought me to town. Was not looking for a fight, nor to attend a funeral. Was quite surprised by that.
Yes, I was too.
Same.
Did not
mean to do, get stuck in all of that.
Yes, to hear whose funeral it was a very off-putting, and then for them there to be stabbing, it was all very surprising.
Do you know what the deal is with the eyeless orcs and the elves?
Not so far as I can tell. I'm unfamiliar with them, or their goals.
Brick, you are from this area? Do you have anything to add?
Well, I've been in town for a minute, mostly just here looking for work. You know, it's the biggest city in for a good ways, so this is where you come when you're trying to find stuff.
But what kind of work do you do?
Work that requires big, strong arms, mostly.
Like moving things.
Hey, yeah, I'll take that, but you can usually get better pay doing some delving in the dungeons, you know, body man sort of work. Tossing people out of bars, that sort of thing.
Oh.
There is a job for that?
There's a whole, man.
Oh.
Where do you two come from exactly? You don't know a lot of the common parlances of the region.
Yes, we are new to this particular area.
Yes.
We come from over the mountains.
And you guys, all of you non-Gith, can make a, go ahead and make a history check if you'd like. I'd say everyone besides probably Greg at disadvantage.
Why does Greg make one at disadvantage?
No, you don't.
Everybody but
me. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Zero. Technically.
Ooh. I got a 22.
Okay.
19.
I think we're at like a 5.
Okay. Ori and Visa, or I'm sorry, Ori and Greg, you do know these to be Gith.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Mostly from, you know, doing bits and pieces, hearing stories, that sort of thing, but,
You have heard stories of our might and our bravery?
Yeah, that. Yes.
It is very well known. We are very mighty and very brave.
Yeah, that's why everyone at the table has heard of the Gith, and he looks around at everyone.
You hear...
You can't see much from this. You just see a helmet kind of rotating around the table.
You hear the elf barman kind of surprise cough and kind of look over. And then, like, hurriedly look away.
Right, present company. Might need to keep that in mind. I don't think that you're exactly the most beloved of people groups around here.
That is all right. We do not need anyone's affection.
Less the affection, more just watching your back if you go out in the dark alley or something like that.
That is why there is two of us. She watches my back and I watch hers.
Smart stuff.
He is a man. Wait, I am the brother.
Yes, also I am really not concerned with what these feeble elves of this area would do, so it's, you know.
Look, for the sake of keeping the ingratiation you've developed around here, I'd keep that sort of talk kind of yourself.
That is an inside thought, Zach. We have to practice that some more.
Some thoughts are only for inside.
That is right.
Like that I am better than everyone else.
Yes, that is the
one.
That's the big one.
So me being better than every elf falls under that same type of thought that I would keep,
please.
Okay.
Is even in this place with all these elves, it is probably good to not say that again.
I'll lock eye contact for a bit and just be like, do a finger to the mouth and then prayer bow.
You do that. See, when that doubt
maybe
comes
I will.
Your head.
This I like. This I will adopt when I am having a thought that is true, but is maybe not for everyone.
That is a good practice. Thank you, Mert.
Thank you.
That might keep us out of trouble.
Thank you.
Just smile and like enjoy my spot.
Is Mert like standing up on a chair?
A box?
Like, how is he?
They bring a bar stool for you.
I feel like I'd it's a booster seat type situation.
Or like maybe
you could have a cushion that you carry around in your backpack.
Is this like an establishment that's known to have shorter people come? Okay, so
it's a mostly elves.
There's no like half.
I probably have one too then.
Yeah.
So, you're in booster seats.
Grab the log from outside or something.
In my head, he was like standing next to someone on the booth, like interacting with us who's standing. But
I'll sit on my backpack.
There you go.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, or I have like a little barrel strapped to my back.
It's very big.
It'll just like sit on.
So, what about you over there with the hair and assorted bits and bobs? What's your story?
Well, I come from Glimmervane, which is in the mountains, and I lived with a lot of dwarves, and I don't go out much, and this is all very frightening, but I am an artificer, so I craft a lot, and I thought it was a good idea to come to Esalun to see a great artificer. What was his name?
Grimble Ironforge.
Grimble Ironforge. I feel like I have a lot in my brain that I want to get out and make things, and I've heard of him, and I kind of just feel like I need to be there and see him and meet with him. And as reluctant as I was to come all this way, which I've never done before in my life, I am here and we'll meet with him at some point.
And Brad, you do know Grimble's workshop is actually in Satyr's Court where you guys currently are. It's down the road a ways.
Yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you're not familiar with the area, well, you've been here a few days, you probably know where it is at this point.
Sure. Yeah, it's right next to here, actually. I just haven't been yet.
Haven't quite worked up the whole courage, fortitude, go over and shake some hands.
You know, I was planning on doing that, and then a big fight happened. Is reminding me that it is terrifying to go out. And maybe I should stay here forever. Inside.
In my room. I hear that you are feeling lots of fear, but I will say that when you use your tiny small arms to swing that beautiful hammer at that orc guy, that was really cool.
That was very brave.
You were being so brave, and
he was so big.
And you are so shiny, and you don't look like you. This is a very tough person, but I was very surprised to see you just with your small voice and your big hammer just lay into that guy just that one time. But
just that one time.
But I am saying that maybe there is more to you than you think you know.
Yeah.
You survived when so many did not. That says something about you.
Yeah. And also, you seem to have some magics where you can help people when they're dying. And
yes, that is cool magic.
A little bit. I think that I'm still kind of learning that.
That is also very impressive. I only can really kill things. I would like to learn to do these things too.
Yeah. You will learn with me. Well, we will do it.
Yes. Okay.
I will teach you.
But as far as all the shiny things, I actually made this weapon.
You're holding it here at the table.
It's like my prized possession. I love it so much. It's called money. So treat it nicely.
Money.
I've already polished it. Look at it. It's really nice.
You get that orc blood off of it.
You got to get it off.
Yeah, it's already off. It's done.
Why is it called money?
Oh, I made it out of coins. So I took like copper and silver and a lot of gold, and I mixed it up, got it like really, really hot, and I put it in a mold, and here it is. I wrapped some leather that I stained and popped a little crystal on it. Actually, it's really cool that she pops the crystal off and you see that it's like this big multi-tool. So like, here's one little thing and this, and I can put it all together, and this is where some of my magic is. Whenever I make things, magic kind of comes out of it and I use it that way. And
it's really cool.
Yeah. And so how I get my magic is from that, but I can't hold this weapon and this at the same time, so I decided, why not put it inside the...
This is very resourceful.
Right!
Yes.
Yeah!
I'm also seeing this passion you have about your creations.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find even more ways to bring this out.
I think I can do it.
I think that you can.
And meeting this artificer, maybe he'll teach me some stuff.
That would be fantastic.
That would be really cool, right?
I am learning that learning is a very good thing.
Yeah.
So, yes.
There's a lot to learn.
Apparently so.
But you can take little baby steps, just like one thing that you need to work on.
But my steps are very large because my legs are so long.
Have you seen his legs? They are very big.
My legs are as tall as your whole body.
But what about mind steps?
Mind steps?
Like, sometimes the steps we take are more internal and not physical.
Oh, like a metaphorical step.
Yeah.
Like the step of keeping some thoughts to myself.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is, yes. Okay. I like this. I like this one.
I'm glad we found you again, and it's so good to be with you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Murd very conspicuously looks at his really rusted sword back at Ori, and then does a gesture to indicate, like, maybe you could make one or replace the really broken one.
Well, that's quite dingy, isn't it?
Yes, Murd. You are very brave, but your sword is very bad.
Just give a gesture of, well...
Yes, we make do with what we have.
If I find a forge here, I can try stuff. Of course.
You see like a thinking thumbs up?
Actually, weapons and armor, like the... I'm so excited to like do more with it. And so, yeah, sure. I also made like all of this jewelry too. And I can like make clothes and... you see all of these tools that are attached to my pack that I'm sitting on.
All of the shiny stuff being displayed and kind of like...
Straight out.
You can kind of see like the goblin eyes kick in a little bit.
So like, yeah, like, right? It's fascinating.
like the impulse to take is there.
You watch out. I'm watching you, but it is really exciting, and I can definitely help.
We just see, again, the gesture of the thumbs up.
As you guys enjoy your dinner and your drinks, eventually the meal passes, and you are left with the choice of where to stay for the evening. You can all stay here at the Silver Goat, or you can return to your inns of choice from the previous night. It's up to you.
I'd say pretty early in the evening, Bragg says, well, folks, I think I'm going to cash in on the whole everything on the house around here and maybe get a room for the night. I'm pretty beat, so I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good night. Have a good sleep.
I'm gonna do the same thing, but I guess okay. Just staying at this tavern.
Yeah, there's more than enough rooms for each of you to have an individual room. Mm-hmm. You're shown up to the second and then third floor as well, as there's a lot of you, and shown into small rooms, single room with a pine scented bucket for a waste disposal, but it is a small, modest one room. Kind of fits all with a small little kitchenette and feather bed and stuff like that.
Zai would stay up for a while drinking and watching and talking to people.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah.
You guys make merry.
Yeah.
You catch the half-elf gentleman kind of avoiding you as much as possible.
So tired from your death experience.
Either Visa would pass out like in a chair near a fireplace. And then like after being he would probably go find a room.
I would like wake him up as I go upstairs to like, hey, it's time to go to sleep now.
Once I've got the sense that people are asleep,
mm-hmm.
I want to sneak into Briggs' room.
Okay, make a stealth check for me. Greg, what's your passive?
My door is locked.
Okay, make a thieves' tools check.
Okay, I'll make a thieves' tools check. That is 14 plus.
That'll do it.
Okay.
It's not a crazy lock.
Yeah, so like just stealthily sneak in.
Okay.
I want to take a peek at what's under the helmet because that's been bothering me for a long time, or ever since I've met him.
Okay, what's your passive perception, Greg?
Passive 11.
Okay, make a stealth check.
Cool. That is a 26.
Okay.
I have a question. How on earth is my 11 the DC for if someone goes up to my face and lifts a helmet off of it?
There will be another check for when he gets up there. You get up to him, and I'm going to have you do a sleight of hand check with disadvantage.
That's totally okay.
This will be an active perception check from you, Greg, as you are, you know.
Is this like, what time of evening is this?
Okay. I would guess. It's going to be close.
You're going to be late. Woke. Late?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably late, like 2 a.m.
So he waited till everyone was asleep.
But go ahead and make an active perception check for me, Greg.
Active perception.
Yep.
All right. Oh, it's only a 12. I think he's got a good 15. Shot.
Hey!
So I want you to describe what happens, Hayden.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. You need to tell me. Do I wake up here?
You will not wake up, but I know you have that. Do you have the safeguard we discussed for this?
Safeguard. I mean, okay.
We discussed the strap, right?
No, you didn't mention a strap. What are you talking about?
I thought we discussed
the chin strap. You know, Hayden, the safeguard.
No,
it's a self-destruct mechanism that goes off that like blows you and the person trying to look at you completely just incinerated.
There's like a claymore underneath my chin that just goes off
all the time.
From what I was saying, there would be a strap under your neck.
It's strapped to my head. That seems reasonable for a helmet to be.
I figured. Did I not message you seriously?
No, I have no memory
of this. Did I message you on why you're in town?
Huh?
You know why you're in town, right?
You might have.
Okay, I don't know who I've messaged at this point. Anyway, there is a strap.
Okay, so
you start to pull. Hayden, if you want to describe how this goes, you are going to wake up as you feel movement on the strap.
I wake up as somebody is pulling a helmet off of my head.
Yeah.
Have I realized you're pulling, or you're waking up yet?
So what you see when you get into the room is you see basically a person with like the covers all the way up to his chin, all tucked in, just a helmet poking out from the top there. as you peek underneath, you see a very, very gaunt looking pale face. could be a cadaver if you didn't otherwise know.
Yeah. And then just like under my breath, I'm gonna just scut barge.
The cadaver's eyes open. They're just a brilliant green. And he says, oh, so it talks, huh?
What are you?
I cast fog cloud.
All of a sudden, there's a burst of fog all around you. Do we want to roll initiative at this point? What's happening?
I think Murray's just going to collapse and like into a as quiet as possible because he's not trying to wake anybody up. Like goblin screeching, just like muffled.
You want to roll initiative here or what? Are you just going to play it ultimately?
I think Murray's just like rolling around like.
Here's what I would like to happen, and you may conflict me on this as you see fit. A fog cloud explodes out from under the sheets and just fill up the room, and he throws the blanket, with you included, off to the side.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I would like to rush and close the door.
Totally fine. I think like fog cloud, I guess, will have disabled Mert. Like he's still just
sure
like covering his face.
So you rush over and close the door. You close him into the room?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to see what under the helmet.
Well, you ain't gonna get a chance beyond what you already done did. So.
I was not going to tell. Just want to see.
In your head, you hear a voice that just says,
yeah, now you don't have to waste your breath. Doesn't seem like you get too many words out these days, huh?
You can now communicate with me telepathically. Oh.
So as opposed to like the broken common in a goblin-ish accent. Oh, this is interesting. I've never had my mind read before.
I'm not reading your mind, we're just talking. One, two, what the scut are you doing in my room?
Look, I can't meet a person for too long and not know what's under the big old helmet. You have to know what a mystery that is, right? Especially for someone like myself.
Yeah, I get it. That's part of the mystique. That doesn't mean you go creeping into somebody's room. I shouldn't have to explain this to you.
Well, I don't usually get caught.
All right, what's the deal here? What do you want? It's late. Why'd you wake me up for this?
I just wanted to see what was under the helmet.
That can't possibly be the only reason.
That was
I'll the stop only... talking or I'm gonna stop blasting.
That's all I wanted. I can't help myself sometimes.
Get that up yourself. That truly cannot be the only reason you're in here.
Make an insight check, Hayden.
Oh, actually, Chris makes the insight check.
Make an insight check, Chris, for Hayden.
You set the DC?
For Hayden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you set the DC, too.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What's your modifier?
Oh, you don't have to tell me the roll, but my modifier is, for insight, where is it? Just one, plus
okay.
One.
Okay. You can tell that I'm being honest, that, like, this is a compulsion rather than like anything trying to
strategic.
Yeah, there's no strategy, there's no like forethought to this. This is just like a compulsion.
My gods above, you're serious, aren't you?
That's what I said. I just want to see what's under the helmet.
Well, you're not gonna get that privilege at this juncture, my friend. And what's more, you're gonna keep what. This is about actually a best case scenario for me, because I don't think that you are going to go out and go tell anybody about this. Now, will you?
We're telepathically communicating, right, still?
Yes.
I mean, technically, I'm still under the vow of silence.
Well, that's fabulous, then. You're going to keep this all to yourself.
Now can I have you roll an insight check for Chris's character, Hayden? And I'm going to set this DC. So please
so,
text it to me.
Okay, so Chris, I'll Discord it to you, Tyler. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So Chris, what's your modifier?
4.
Okay. Let me get Tyler open up here.
Yeah, never mind.
What? Oh.
You don't even cite anything from this.
My little goblin brain can't comprehend what's going on.
What you incite is he does not want you around, and you very much need to stay silent. It is a threat.
Got it.
Well, now here's where you're going to be. We'll work something out. How about this? You're going to be my little ace in the hole if people start getting too nosy. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right, what does this mean?
What do you anticipate?
Well, you know, if people start asking too many questions and trying to dig in and figure out what's going on, you might indicate in your very articulate gestures that it's probably not worth their time.
Okay, so prevent at all costs.
I didn't say at all costs. I mean, eventually somebody's going to figure it out.
Protect the secret with my life.
No, that's your prerogative. I ain't going to do anything to stop that, all right? Your business.
Your business. Got it.
After this exchange, both of you go back to your various sleeping compartments. And the night passes without any...
I wedge something under the door.
That's fair. That is fair. No other predicaments arise throughout the night. And you are awoken by the rays of light filtering through the windshields of your rooms. As you make your way downstairs, you do see another guardsman in this kind of green half plate, one of the Celadon guard, kind of inquiring with Zilrin. And he looks up as some of you are filtering down. Oh, are you the... I mean, yeah, you're them. Just kind of looks at this motley crew. Yes, I'm here to take you to the Blade Rest.
To the Blade Rest?
A Blade Rest, not the Blade Rest, but yes. Sorry, misspoke.
What is that?
Oh, it's in Bodkin Point. I'm just here, I'm with the Celadon Guard, and Dale Warden Vinsalur, Raventree, has requested your presence.
Oh yes, to pay us the money for all the killing.
I'm not sure about that, but yes, I'm just here to fetch you.
Sure. We will go.
Sure. I'll take you when you're all ready.
Yes, I will need to eat before we go.
Oh, sure, sure. Actually, I understand.
I will gesture to the barkeep who is uncomfortable with me.
Yeah, he's gonna like scurry into the back of the kitchen at this point and start fixing stuff. I understand.
Sir, I just need you to know, no eggs, meat only.
Oh, okay, on it.
He said, I could sure do with eggs too, actually.
Okay. Eggs can do that.
No eggs.
Oh, but
I'd like some eggs. I'd like eggs too.
Oh, he can eat all of your eggs.
Yes, you can have my. I will take your portion of meat.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna eat the meat still. I am famished after yesterday.
I'll just make everything. It's okay.
Okay.
He comes out later with what looks to be like a thick porridge, some reheated venison stew. And this like large cut of what looks to be like a pork chop or something that he like slides in front of you kind of reverently. Riri will have a modest breakfast.
Zach will go.
I would take my portion of stew and like give it to Zach and just eat the porridge.
Yeah. Some bread can be arranged and whatnot. And you guys are able to have a quick breakfast. Is there anything you'd like to do before heading to Blade Rest?
I have to note the appearance change. The Brig is just kind of wearing a giant cloak about him. So you helmet's can't see still his popping arms. Out, but it's a big, like, circular cloak basically around his whole body.
I think Mert is visibly confused by this. And I guess, at whatever point we lock quote unquote eyes, just see like a really sheepish, and then
I establish a psychic link to communicate with Mert again. Just go with it. Just go with it, please. It doesn't matter. It just saves me from having to dress up a little bit more later on.
Yeah.
Suit yourself.
You guys make your way out following this guardsman through Seder's Court and through the district that is dedicated to the Eldragot. Those of you who have been in town for a little bit know this, but you newbies might not. You pass through and there's this massive tree that's loomed over the center of the city. And now entering the actual district, you can see it's this beautiful, lush, forested area. Within the tree is a large, sunny gateway with people walking in and out, seemingly into another forest inside the tree. Those of you who do know what the Eldragot is, it is a permanent link to the Feywild. And so you see, satyrs, eladrin, fairies, all sorts of beings coming and going about their business here, both to and fro. As you walk through, you eventually enter Bodkin Point and come to a large hill dotted with innumerable blades sticking out of the ground, plunged into the ground. Many of them rusted and worn, some of them new and shiny. And they lead you up the hill, winding and winding through the blades to a small spiral stair carved into the top of the hill down. Within is this kind of earthen, almost like an anthill inside, where there are just—
Like down in the middle of the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where there are different kind of, burrows carved in large rooms. It retains a lot of good heat, so it's nice and warm inside, even though it's kind of chilly out. And they lead you to a small office where there is a large stump desk, basically. And sitting writing at it is this gaunt, raven-haired elf who has this immaculate, enameled green, full plate armor and a helm that has two wings sprouting from it, who kind of looks up. Oh, marvelous. You're the folks that that helped us out. Come on in, you're dismissed. The guard nods and hurriedly makes his way up. There are chairs set up in front of the stump.
Sit, would sit. Stay standing.
All right, fair enough.
I'll clamber up onto a chair and then my little legs dangle.
Nice to meet you all officially. Gale Warden Vinsler Raventree. At your service.
Nice to meet you, Gale Warden.
Thank you. We're still figuring out heads or tails of that attack. And I asked you here to thank you and hopefully pay you, but also to ask for your continued help investigating this.
Oh, we don't really investigate. None of us have experience with that.
Well,
just happened to be there when they started stabbing people. And...
Yes, but I won't sugarcoat it. My guardsmen, they're freaked out. They don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole, so.
It was a bit scary.
This investigation.
If you don't mind my asking, is that for some kind of a superstitious reason, or are they just truly afraid of what happened?
I mean, did you see the carnage back there?
We made the carnage, so
he cut off many heads.
Well, yes. There were also many civilian deaths.
Oh yes, that is very sad.
Yeah, it is. regardless, it'd be ideal for someone to deal with it, and I can pay you. and it doesn't endanger my men. So, win-win situation.
Well, we do need some money. We don't have.
And it was really fun to cut off so many heads.
Yeah, maybe you could cut off some more heads.
This seems like the guy in charge, like, of...
The head of the Celadon Guard, yes.
I'm gonna wave at him, get his attention, and then, like...
Yes, friend.
Ask for writing material, like...
Oh, parchment. Yeah, I think we have something around. He pulls out this wood tablet and kind of like a carving knife and says, we don't really do paper here.
Cool. Again, just like really badly handwritten. You see the words, goblins where go.
Oh, the goblins. Yeah, they've been missing. I don't know. That's another thing that we're investigating. And it's like cuneiform tablets, basically, where it's they carve things into planks of wood, so they don't have books here.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm happy to keep looking into that as well.
I'll carve where find information.
What sort of information are you looking for?
Visible frustration as he's having to like. Communicate more.
Just tell me where the goblins are.
Sorry, I don't know where the goblins are at. They were staying at the Lonely Pebble for a time, and well, then most of them weren't there, and one of them came to Blade Rest and said that they were gone and he couldn't find them. And we came back to question him later, and he was gone.
You know people better help?
What?
You know people help better.
No, I don't know.
I'm just gonna, like flail wildly, like...
Help find goblin.
Yes, we're looking for him.
Someone help better, not you.
Okay.
Someone better for the job?
You?
Yes.
Are you looking for... If you're looking for them, then that's fantastic.
The answer's...
Okay. While he was, like, having this strange conversation, I would pull, like, Zik down to me and say, I think Avandra would want us to help these people and to maybe look for them and... This is a new opportunity to do something different. We should try this.
Yes, we are helping people who are not Geth Yankee to.
This is a good change. This is something
we can
new for us.
Help other people. Okay.
We should try this.
Okay. I'm willing. Okay. I'm willing to try a new thing.
I think we should do this. Yes, are you into this? Can you want
to
go with us?
We will help small goblin merc to find goblins and also find out why there are these creatures with no eyeballs around.
That sounds good.
Do you have more information?
The bodies were empty except weaponry. Simple cloaks and armor.
You did not see, like, their footsteps or anything like that to track?
Not that my men could find.
That is very mysterious.
I don't know how hard they looked. I'm not gonna lie.
They don't care about goblins.
No, they care, but... Oh, you're talking about the goblin footprints.
Yes, that is
right. Thought you were talking about half-orcs. Oh, no. No footprints to be found of goblins.
They don't care about the goblins.
They do care about the goblins. We've been looking high and low.
You're not very good at this.
We try our best.
We're not
sometimes military.
Best is not very good.
That's true.
Yes. Breg, big arm, strongs. Are you interested in helping with this situation? I think we could use your big Armstrongs.
I agree. I think it really is the best kind of work to be doing at this point.
good for any enterprising individual, assuming that the pay is right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, pay for this first.
Maybe you should stop paying your guards with the green armors and you, because they are not doing their job.
Well, so we have a stipend for contract work.
Oh, all right.
I was thinking, for this, 400 gold for helping out.
Total or each one?
Total.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, sure. Zek will look over, well, like, try to look like he knows what is going on, but also he's looking over at Greg, like...
That is good?
Yes. We will take this amount of gold.
All right, well, good. Good, I'm glad we have a deal.
Visa, are you interested in continuing with this?
I'm interested to find out more, yes. And just to find out more about this going on around the city. It's missing persons, dangerous attackers. I'd be willing to put in some time to investigate.
You'll not be missed on your boat?
No, I take contract work for that as it is. No one's waiting for me.
Right. Ori, I know you are very small and more interested in making things, but would you like to help us to find out what is going on? I think that you being so low to the ground could be very helpful in searching for things, and maybe you can build some tools for us.
Perhaps take a little time to work up courage and inspiration for your other goal.
I definitely didn't expect this, but if people need help, I think that's more important than...
And think of all the gold you could melt down and make shiny things with.
It is true, it's a lot of gold.
It's a lot of gold.
I could also use that to buy more metals.
Oh, like different metals?
Mm-hmm.
See, you are excited.
Yeah.
We must do things that make Ori excited.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I will help.
So where do we start?
I don't know. You could ask around. You could look back at the square, see if there's anything our folks missed. I'm not certain. That's for you to figure it out. My guardsmen, they did look around the square. Didn't find anything in terms of footprints, clothing, bloody tracks, but maybe someone knows something around. Or maybe they missed something back there. Not certain.
But it's not very helpful.
No.
So cast a wide net.
Sure.
Oh, this is like a fishing term.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Mark, you already knew about these other goblin, these are folk like you that are missing.
I just nod.
Okay, so you were done talking. So how did you know they were missing? Are these friends of yours? They also have robes and don't talk, or how do you know them, or why do you care they're gone?
Or was it more just like word of mouth?
You heard that some goblins had gone missing. You have no connection to these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so do I just like point to ears?
You heard?
None.
About it? You just heard about it. So you don't know these people.
I'm gonna shake my head now.
But they are your like your kindreds.
Not my head, yes.
That is important. Yes.
So, what are you guys doing?
Oh man. I've
got an idea of where we could start.
You have an idea?
Oh yeah, you know, I've been in town for a minute.
Where should we start then?
Maybe you head down to Storied Tomes. I think it's one of the larger bookstores in the area. Don't everyone get distracted by shopping.
Wait,
there's a whole store with the books.
Oh yeah, it's just full of...
Man, it is just wild, the things that are new to you.
We live on the other side of the mountain.
It's all different, very different.
We did not have bookstores over there.
That's fine. This is a big store full of just books. And presumably some pretty smart people to catalog all those books. So maybe get an idea from somebody down there, figure out vaguely the direction we ought to be looking or who we're looking for. Maybe head to the Lonely Pebble after that, see if all these little green fellas are connected.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Does he really think that the bookstore just has smart people and that this would be helpful, or does it?
I mean, that's what Hayden thinks.
Okay, all right, let's go.
You make your way to the story tomes. Very famous bookstore, very tall, narrow building of about 4.5 stories, maybe 5. Mm. And inside are 4 stories of bookshelves, with only one tall wraparound balcony about halfway up, tending these books. And you can see a lot of these tomes that she's flipping through are of these kind of wood slates, although there are some paper books here from what seem to be far off lands. Is a wood elven woman of grayer hair, a few wrinkles, and kind of like these violet vestments, who looks up.
Hello.
This is great. That means she's like 3,000 years old and knows everything.
Zai immediately just takes off and is gone in the store.
Okay, I'm just like looking around.
Yeah.
Like she's oh boy. She's
gone. Welcome to story two. Oh, careful. Okay. Nice to meet you all. I'm Mistress Yolara, Silver Crown. We have many books here for a perusal and purchase. So, what can I get for you? Do you have anything specific in mind? There's a lot of you in here. Don't usually get this crowd.
Well, we are here for a reason. We've been in a test by your city guards to try and get to the bottom of yesterday's unfortunate events.
Yeah, the attack. I heard about it. I wasn't drowned. I was, you know, it was Lenora's, and that's a shame, but I gotta tend me books, you know. I don't like to leave. Anyway. Yeah, I heard about it.
I'm glad for you that you weren't there, because it was a bad show, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But we notably heard some of the perpetrators of this act talking a bit about their beliefs, and we were wondering if maybe you could help point us in the right direction in figuring out what some of those might be in general ideas of where to start the search, you know?
Go ahead and make a persuasion check for me.
All right. Oh. Oh, okay. All right. That is a 21.
Well, there is something I saw that's... Well, now that I think about it, what were these folks looking like?
Well, they were mostly half-orcs, and all of their eyes were gone. Am I missing anything, everyone? Does that sum it up pretty well?
They were very ugly.
Well...
Oh. And by the end, most of them did not have their hands attached to their bodies.
Oh, sure. That's,
They went by a...
Clothing?
They went by a matching moniker, the Eyeless.
The Eyeless?
I didn't hear that.
That tickles something in my brain, but I can't... There's something there. But clothing, were they dressed in anything? Like cloaks or?
DM, I got a pretty close look at that tall orc. Well, how was he dressed?
They were all cloaked and hooded, and then they took their hoods off when they made the attack.
Okay, any like outstanding details on what might have been under the cloak?
Lots of scars.
Lots of scars. Okay.
They appeared highly mutilated and all wore cloaks.
Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to be a gossip, but I did see a robed, hooded figure loitering about tomorrow, or yesterday morning, before all that went down. I was upstairs tending me top books. That's the books on the top. And yeah, he was loitering about,
in the store or nearby?
No, over by the Spotted Fawn.
Hmm.
But, you know, cloaks are common, and they make me a little uneasy, but I don't want to be any trouble to someone who's honest and just minding their own business, you know?
Why would you wear a cloak in the middle of the town unless you are very ugly?
Well, it's chilly out, you know. It's the middle of Lallandragos as well. Lots of rain.
I suppose.
Greg looks down at his giant cloak.
Makes me think of like the little jackets that football quarterbacks wear when it's really cold. You know
something about? Nope.
There's like, they wear like this giant coat.
I do not watch sports where people do not die, so.
Only blood characterization.
But other than that, I don't really know anything pertinent. I'm gonna keep thinking on this eyeless bit. Maybe correspond with some friends I have in Zalarnor. General Raz Reed pipes up that way, and she's a right smart wizard. Maybe she knows something.
Okay, here's what I heard was Fennel Rad's Reed Pipe.
Fennel Raz.
What's the last
name? The Rad?
Fennel Raz. ZZ.
Fennel Raz. Okay.
Fennel.
Fennel Raz.
Yep.
Got it.
My God.
What was that? Fiddle Riz?
Yeah.
It's got all the charisma. But yeah, she's a bright smart wizard. A little gal. About your height, actually.
Hmm.
But yeah, she's pretty great. She'll probably know something. Part of the Convocation Arcanum, so.
Oh, one of those.
Do you know what that is?
Hang on.
Oh, I forgot you're not even there.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of wizards.
Is there anything else I can do for you while I'm here? You interested in some fine tones or the like?
I'm going to try to find my sister.
Oh, okay. Well, just let me know if you need anything. I'm around.
She like putters off and starts categorizing these books behind the shelf, or behind the counter. So anything you guys are doing in the
I would shop? Go find
Zaya. Yeah, this. I would have been going through the bookstore and just grabbing any books that looked like interesting to me and kind of have like a collection. I would have found like religious tomes at some point and had quite a few of those.
Books on the plains.
But lots of different, like, you know, like as I'm just walking through sections, just kind of picking up different things that catch my eye that are interesting to me across lots of different subjects. And at some point would probably be sitting on the floor and I have like a stack of books around me and I'm reading anything specific about Avandra or like other gods I might have heard of.
Sure. And you've heard of some of the gods. You haven't heard of many, given your childhood, but you find a book detailing Corlan, the god of the sun, known as the Dawn Father.
Okay.
You're engrossed in kind of the myths and tales of his early time and his sword, Brightblade, and his kind of fight against the Primordials.
Okay.
When Zek finds you.
Oh, my little egg, that is so many books you have found.
Oh, they have so many, and they have them about all sorts of different things. And look, there's this one about the Dawnfather and his special sword, and there's all these things that he battled, that he was fighting, and it is very interesting. You should sit and we can read a little bit.
Maybe you can just tell me that story later.
Okay. And she would kind of gather up all of her books and start to head out.
You have to pay for that, Missy.
Oh, okay. Oh, how much are these?
Well, let me, got quite a pile
She kind of grabs and sets them neatly as she can on the counter and kind of goes through.
Oh, a book on Corillon. Yes, he's quite the protector. Romance novel. Oh, a swashbuckling tale. Yes, I love action adventure.
Is it the good one?
Oh, yes, it's about the high seas. The Platinum Sea, to be specific. Oh,
I cannot wait.
And pirates from the Yellow Pebble Cove.
Oh my goodness.
Attack. They're not around anymore, but they were real.
Okay, sure.
So, what of mystic books?
Player books.
What is wrong with it? It's a lot of them.
Oh, this one's a non-fiction. Interesting. Okay, this will run you. Oh, this is a rare tome. I'd be willing to part with all of these tomes for, say, 5 gold and 10 silver.
Okay, and she'd take out that much of it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're such a voracious reader. The written language is really the throb and beat of civilization, I'd say. So, happy to do business with you all. I hope you find out what went on.
Yes, thank you very much. If you hear anything, please let us know. We are staying at the goat with the silver.
Oh, the silver goat, yes.
That is the one, yes.
Good, it's a good inn. I've not been in quite some time. My books, you know.
There's very good food and there's stew and some porridge this morning and very good drink last night. Everybody was having a great time. You should come.
Oh, maybe. You know, I got lots to do here, lots to do. But maybe.
Sometimes you must put one foot in front of the other.
It is right. It is right, brother.
Oh, yeah, I think I read that somewhere. It's a good maxim.
Okay, well, we are going to go do that ourselves. Thank you very much.
Okay, happy wishes. Well, but stay safe.
She goes back to bustling with her books behind the counter. You guys are able to exit. Where are you guys headed?
What is the fawn you mentioned?
The spotted fawn?
Like another inn or?
It is, as Breg will know, a general store. Run by a wood elf named Urglos Thistlebloom. You guys headed that way?
Yeah.
I mean, there's also that wizard, too.
That's in a different city.
She was saying she would contact that person. Zai would take out one of her books and just kind of be walking around reading and just following you guys. Like, if you ask her a direct question, I will respond, but otherwise I am reading my books.
Yes, to the Spotted Fawn.
Okay. You guys make your way to the Spotted Fawn. It is kind of this dreary wall and daub establishment with large timber beams across. And inside there is it's got a large assortment of general goods, foods, rope, everything you'd need in a general store. And behind it is a male wood elf. Busily kind of flipping through a sheaf of paper, who looks up.
Yes. Welcome to the Spotted Fawn. What can I do for you?
We're following a lead, doing a little bit of work for the Gale Warden.
Really? What sort of work?
Just an inquiry. Looking after an individual, don't suppose you've seen them around, probably would have been here yesterday, highly marred individual, scarring about the face, and would have been traveling under cloak.
Never heard of him.
Insight check.
Okay. What's your modifier?
My modifier is +4.
Okay. Definitely hiding something.
Definitely hiding something. Mm. Okay.
Shifty, his eyes kind of narrow. He looks at the door, looks back at you.
Oh, it was a bit of a stretch. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I interest you in anything while you're here?
Yes, of course. Passing through some, in need of some standard supplies. Do you mind if I browse?
Sure. Spotted Fawn's open to you.
Thank you so much.
We're technically closed on behalf of what happened yesterday, but business needs to happen still. I've got mouths to feed.
That's most kind of you.
He just kind of nods and goes back to his sheaf of paper. You see, with your insight, his hands kind of shaking as he turns the pages.
Mm-hmm. Would probably shop in the store. Are there like aisles or anything? Like anywhere I could
stand like
in the store?
There are like large kind of like shelving units that kind of divide it.
So I could wander in the store where the shopkeeper can't see me.
Correct.
I want to accompany him and Is that all right?
Just kind of wandering and then like still slowly moving through the store so that if somebody turned the corner, I'm not just standing there having an awkward meet and greet. But just wandering through the store, relay that information to everyone in that part.
Okay.
So if that's just kind of whispering like that the shopkeeper is definitely lying about having seen that person yesterday, unsure at this point if he's covering for an associate or covering out of fear.
Hmm.
So
his hands were shaking.
I don't know if I don't know if perhaps our mystery individual had a knife to our fair proprietor or was a business partner. Can't assume one or the other yet, but he knows something more.
Maybe one of these our smaller compatriots could do some sneaking.
There might be a back room or a window.
Oh yeah, I'm all about that.
There is a back room. You can see a doorway.
How obscured or hidden from the other guy's view is it?
It's behind him. So
it's right behind him.
Pretty hard to sneak in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, in front of the counter is like right by the door. Am I visualizing this correctly?
By the back room door? Yes.
Well, it's by the back room door. So what's the layout?
So there's front door, there's store, there's counter, and then there's the door to the back.
Okay. Well, so what I'm gonna do is, I'm not sure what kind of a check this will be, but I'm going to go ahead and fall down and take down a rack of things with me.
You don't have to make a check for that.
Ooh, so I'm gonna at this point, just, y'all see Breg, he just like, he kind of turns his head around at everybody. And he just stumbles full force into a rack of ropes and, oh, I'd say like ceramic mugs. Whatever's gonna be the most breakable.
Gets really wide-eyed and like looks up from her book and closes it and like puts it back in her backpack and it's like,
whoa, Scott, oh no!
Oh, don't worry, I'll get it.
And he just starts to bustle over.
Is he coming out from behind the counter now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to
make stealth check.
Yeah.
With advantage. He's very distracted.
Sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just tripped over these.
Bench.
What do you got?
22.
Okay. You scamper down into a back room. It's kind of a stairwell down into what looks to be a root cellar.
Okay. I'm definitely going to look around in that root cellar.
Okay. Make an investigation check for me.
That's not the good one. Oh, that's actually not awful. 13.
13. So you spot a small hatchway, like about gnome-sized door in one of the walls.
Is that, I'm gonna go through that door.
Okay, you're gonna go through that door and
what
down
are you doing?
Kind of a short.
I don't think y'all see me at the, like, I'm gone.
No, yeah, you're gone. Carved stairway
leave.
That turns into a rough stone descending for about 40, 50 feet. And as you come to the end, there's another door.
Mm-hmm.
You open that door?
Yeah.
This opens into a simple wooden room with rough stone walls and a wooden floor. There are two doors set into the walls, one on the left and one ahead of you.
Oh gosh. Little room with two doors. I'm gonna start with one on the left.
As you enter the room, can I make a dex, have you make a dex save?
Oh, no.
I should check for traps.
I believe in you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I should be okay.
Secret basement lair. Sure. Go by yourself.
Yeah.
That's 11.
As you walk in, you snag a tripwire with your foot and it snaps. And the floor drops out from under you at a 45-degree angle, and you slide down.
No!
Below the floor are exposed spikes.
Ah. Oh, no!
The most basic of all traps.
You take 6 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
As you slam into the spikes. What's everyone's passive perception?
12.
11.
10, I think, because... They're all
13.
Mine are all 10.
Okay.
16.
Mm. None of y'all hear that. You were close. But it's pretty far away.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
You guys are probably about set up fixing the shelf at this point. What are you doing?
So I'm at the bottom of a pit, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's a 45-degree angle, so you can kind of crawl back up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just got impaled in the arm or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna crawl back up.
Slide into a bunch of spikes. That's hilarious.
Okay, you crawl back up. You are now at the top. What are you doing?
Well, I'm gonna look for a trap on the second door before I open it.
That wasn't the doors. That was walking into the room.
Oh, that's walking into the room.
But you can kind of skirt your way around the trap and go to one of the doors.
Okay,
are you checking for traps?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a investigation check.
Yeah, I mean, after that, I'm absolutely checking for traps. 18.
Not trapped.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to try the left door again.
Okay. We're going to get into a bit of a delve here. So before we do that, I'm just going to say this is where we'll end episode 2.
No!
Next time.
Okay.
That was Liz the player saying to Chris the player,
I know.
What are you doing?
That was a good
sign. Oh, no, I'm too little about it.